How much time do you spend thinking about climate change and its impacts now and into the future? It's an issue that affects all of us. And this weekend, the Clarence Climate Action Group are going to be hosting their own Climate Expo. And what's interesting about this event is that it's very much being led by local high school students. Oh, and a well-known local farmer. Anthony Houston joins us in the studio this morning. Anthony, good morning to you.
Good morning, Leon.
You'll be the local farmer, as people have worked out from your voice. Let's say good morning to Owen Fitzgerald and Noni Schofield, to both of you. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Anthony, why did you decide to get involved in this?
Well, I've been farming all my life and I was nearly 3 years ago, I ended up at the school strike on Parliament House lawns in Hobart, and these kids were getting up and talking about climate change and wondering where the parents were. And I was one of those, happened to be one of the parents, 600 kids and only 30 parents turned up. And so it hit a bit of a nerve for me, and I thought I'd just get involved. And I searched around for a whole heap of groups and started getting involved in with the Farmers for Climate Action first. But then 2 years ago, a young lady on the Eastern Shore rang me up and said, there's a small group of us, and we want to do something for climate and climate action, and could you come and help and give us a bit of advice? Well, I met three young women in a coffee shop. I didn't have to give them any advice. They nailed it. I learnt so much from them. And so from that little experience in the coffee shop, they have led this right through the last couple of years. Anoni and Owen have come on recently from the high school students have come on. And that's incredible. They're now the MCs, and so they're running the expo, which is absolutely fantastic. So, but it all started just in the coffee over a cup of coffee. It's fantastic. Just three young women, and probably now 500 or more supporters.
I was going to ask, Owen, how large is the group?
So there's so many different students and speakers, but in total, CCA would have around 500 people ready to help.
Anoni, tell me about how you want to influence change. In your mind, are you thinking about the change that individuals can make, whether they're young or old, Tasmanians? Are you trying to lobby politicians for political change? Like, tell me how you think about this issue.
Yeah, definitely. I'm quite passionate about what you can be doing in your everyday life. I don't think that change towards an environmentally friendly future, it has to be only on a global scale. You know, just because this is a global issue doesn't mean we have to fight it on a global scale. I definitely think that I've grown up making small changes in my household that aren't taxing upon a lifestyle. And so I think people understanding what they can do in their everyday life is really important to me. I think that's probably where I'm headed, is helping people to understand the small things that they can do to make a difference.
Yeah, it's interesting. I remember we did this big focus on it a few years ago with Dr. Greta Petzl from the University of Tasmania and IMAS. And you sort of, by the end of being assailed by all the global figures, it ended up quite depressing. And she said, look, let's not get too depressed. Let's talk about how we can individually do things that will make you feel better.
Yeah, definitely. Having what optimism sort of things, in your everyday life.
What sort of things have you done at home?
Yeah, well, just simple things like nude food. Like in primary school, that was such a big thing, but definitely moving to high school, I've been kind of shocked about how many people have just kind of thrown that out the window. And just thinking about, you know, everyday actions, like where you're getting your clothes from, where you're getting your food from, you know, your carbon footprint in your everyday life, you know, how are you transporting yourself through Hobart, through Tassie and through the rest of the world, I guess. And so small changes, it's just about lifting your head up and start looking around at what you are doing, I guess.
For people who don't know what nude food is, if you have a kid in primary school these days, you are expected not to wrap anything in Glad Wrap or foil. Your job is to work out how to get it all to school in a lunchbox that you just wash and restart at the end of the day. Owen, tell me what you do personally in your way to make yourself feel better, or like you're helping out in the climate change story.
So I'm now at an age where I make my own choices, and I went to a school strike very much like Ant did. And I went, this is crazy. Like, why is no one talking about this? So I educated myself on the climate crisis. and I've joined as many action groups as possible. And by simply taking a small action, I think that I am helping to create a much larger action. As Anoni said, if you start off with an individual action, you can then build to community action, which then builds to a government action, which can then build to a global action. Mm. I just think it's something really important to educate yourself.
Can you give me an example of some of the things that you do personally to try and positively influence your impact on the environment?
I am very much like Anoni. I think about where I'm buying things from. I look at sustainable packaging, sustainable new development, and I just try to cut down on as much plastic as I can. I use public transport as much as I can and just try to reduce a carbon footprint. And simply picking up rubbish is something that is incredibly easy and helpful for any individual to do.
Anthony, what do you do as the sort of the wise owl here? What do you do personally to reduce your footprint?
I don't know about the wise owl, but old farmer maybe. Yeah, well, I've been, you could probably say, an industrial agriculturalist. I mean, we've got a large agricultural company and... So in lots of ways, my footprint has been enormous over, you know, in my generation, in my lifetime. And so just simply by, you know, I used to travel a lot, you know, I used to travel overseas all the time. Now I've just stopped that. My wife's got an electric car. Okay, we can afford it. Not many people can, but that's all right. There's one electric car means one less petrol car bought in the world. And we've set aside some land on the farm for carbon and biodiversity. We've also planted lots of trees. And so it's really, but I guess the main thing that I do, apart from that, and that's what I love doing, but the main thing is to talk about it. Because when I first got into this 3 years ago, I got pretty depressed. You know, I went up into the Tarkine and saw what was happening up there. And I actually got quite depressed about it. And then it was a lady called Jenny Webber came up and caught me was sitting on a log, and she said, "How are you?" And I said, "I'm awful. I feel terrible about what's happening." And she said, "Well, can you turn that despair into action?" And within 15 minutes, I was totally inspired about what she talked about, what she said. And I think that's the message I try and get out. There are so many solutions out there. It's actually really exciting. When you first learn about it, and this expo is in the first hour, it's all about the science and what's actually happening. So it's the science of climate change. But the second hour is all about solutions. So it's talking about ethical money, you know, putting your money into ethical banks and ethical superannuation, electric cars. So it's all that information, all the different things you can do. So then it actually gets exciting. So you can turn despair into action, and then you feel really good about it.
Owen, lovely to meet you this morning. Thank you
too.
For coming in.
Thank you.
We've dragged you out of class. You've got more badges on your chest than anyone I've ever seen. What are you missing in school today?
I am missing my health lesson.
Right. Lovely to see you. Anoni, what are you missing at school today?
Yeah, I'm also today? Missing PE.
Missing PE?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it would have been a nice day to be out running
it
around.
It would have.
But not to worry.
I'm okay.
It's lovely to have you in here this morning. Anthony Houston, always nice to see you. Thanks for being part of Mornings.
Thank you.